Yes, he is. Yes, Lord. He's an on-time God for sure. For sure. F-O-S-H-O. For sure. So welcome to the house of Let's Do It Radio Second Sunday Service. Thank God for Jesus for this Sunday, October 9th, 2022. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Velcro Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Thanks to all of our worldwide listeners for joining us today. I'm going to read from Habakkuk 1, 2 through 3. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? 3. Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance, for spoiling the violence are before me, and there are that rise up strife and contention? Do you go into your secret hiding place and pray to Jesus to be right there with you while you're going through strife and turmoil? Well, we're going to hear from heaven today, so please, please, please put your hands together by giving Reverend Rodney McCullough from Spread the Word Ministries out of Arlington, Texas, an arousing and warm spiritual a welcome. Yes, 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 and he loves it when I do this. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So good to hear all my fans all across the world.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just giving praises unto
yes,
God. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. So you want to give us greetings and hey, it's, yeah, I hear you. I know you're ready for today because I know I'm ready for today. I am ready, ready, ready. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My
thank
Lord.
You. Reverend Rodney
my
McCullough.
Lord.
Out of Arlington,
amen.
Texas, yes.
Let me
yes,
greet
yes.
everyone. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good to be with all of you across this internet video land, and I thank God for this perfect, blessed opportunity to come again
amen.
And to share his word. So I'm just excited. I'm excited about God and who God is in all of our lives. And
yes,
so I pray
yes.
now that he will allow all of us to be touched in a special way, to be touched where our lives will never be the same. And it's not about me. It's not about any of us, but it's always all about
amen.
Our Lord and our Savior. So I thank God for this platform, this internet video. Do it all in
amen.
All. I thank
amen.
God. I live, and I thank God for all of the partners who make this video broadcast possible. Now, I pray that as this service go on, that we will receive all that the Lord has for us in its entirety, that we won't block any
amen.
Of the blessings that the Lord has for us on this day. Thank you again, oh God. Thank you, Lord. All right. I'll be back later.
Yes, yes. I'm going to have a song, There He Is by Trinity 5-7, because this is in conjunction with what's going to be. We're going to hear today. Here, there he is.
Clouds away, and who's
Invocational prayer and scripture by Reverend Rodney McCullough or his assignee.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you now for this opportunity. We thank you for this time of worship and praise. And, oh God, we call on you now to come into our presence.
Well, we invite you.
We invite you in, oh God. We know that you are everywhere. And you are everywhere at the same time. But we need a touch. We need you to manifest yourself. So you are welcome, oh God. You are welcome into our presence. You are welcome into our midst. Your spirit needs to be with us that we might be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. So we pray, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Dove, that you will come, land first on all of us, that we might be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, you need it. You want it. You're welcome. In this service, oh God. So again, please come, Holy Spirit. Come, Heavenly Dove. Manifest yourself on all of us that we might feel your presence. And God, I pray that as this service is over, we all will realize that we certainly have spent some time with you, that you have been with us, and that you have touched us, oh God, and that you have covered us, and that you have kept us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray. Should we be reading a scripture too? The scripture? For preaching,
yes,
or All right, John.
Whatever you want to do.
I'm going to read what we're going to preach about, John. I'll read a portion of it, John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And I'll begin reading at verse number 11. John 20, verse 11. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stopped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had laid, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing. But she did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Verse number 16 says, Jesus said to her, watch this. Jesus said to her, "Mary." He calls her by the name. Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father too, my God and your God." And finally, verse 18, Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord," and that he has said these things to her. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the believers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This man is no stranger to the word. You just heard him. But I'm going to introduce to you to those who may not have heard him before. But once you hear him today, you're going to say, "Oh, yeah, I know that man." Reverend Rodney McCullough is the immediate past pastor of Outland Memorial AME Zion Church of Fort Worth, Texas. He and his wife, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, has established Spread the Word Ministries in Arlington, Texas. Prior to his call into the ministry, he served in his district and local church in many capacities and has received many, many, many degrees. But his highest degree he has received is his Ph.D. through Jesus Christ, praising him daily. And then he always makes a push, praying until something happens. Reverend Rodney McCullough enjoys reading, traveling, watching sports, and spending time with his family, as well as preaching and teaching the Word of God. After this next selection by Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers, Just a Prayer Away, the next voice you will hear will be that of Reverend Rodney McCullough of Spread the Word Ministries out of Arlington, Texas. Come on and bless the worldwide church listeners after this selection, Just a Prayer Away. Amen. Amen. Just a prayer away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Inez, let me know whether I can be heard or if I need to make some adjustments in myself or in this device.
You are wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I can always count on you. Always count on you as my sound technician. Again, to God be the glory. I thank him for this perfect opportunity.
Amen.
I'm certainly not perfect, but I thank God for this perfect opportunity to share God's holy word. Now, I pray, Holy Spirit, Heavenly Dove, please come land fresh on all of us, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, oh God, may it be acceptable in your sight. For you are all of our strength, and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. My prayer is that all had a good day. It's getting later in the evening and later in the evening some places more than others. But I pray that this day has been a blessed day for everybody who's under the sound of my voice. And I pray that you were able to be in the presence of the Lord, either by being in worship or by developing and producing your own worship. You know, we don't have to go into the church house sometimes. You can make your own worship right there in the bathroom, right there in the living room, right there in the kitchen, right there in the bedroom. So I pray that you produced your own worship if you didn't go out to corporate worship on your day and you felt the presence of the Lord in your life. Again, John chapter 20. I'm not going to read what I read again in its entirety, but I will read verse number 1 this time. John chapter 20. John 20, chapter 20, and verse number 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, she came to the tomb early while it was still dark, and she saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. And then when I went over and began reading in verse number 11, I wanted to lift up the fact that in verse number 14, it says, having said this, she turned. I want us to pay attention to the fact that Mary turned around. And when she turned around, she saw Jesus standing. But she did not know that it was Jesus. She didn't know it was Jesus. She turned, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Then in verse 16, Jesus called her name. Jesus said, Mary. And she turned and said to him, Teacher. So let's use for a preaching title subject, Jesus is always closer than we think. Jesus is always closer than we think. Lord, bless all of us now as we participate in this teaching, preaching experience. We pray, God, that you use all of us to your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Jesus is always closer than we think. Story told about a young girl who didn't grow up in a Christian family. Her mother, her father, they wasn't really religious nor spiritual. But something about the Lord always intrigued her. She was only 12, 13, 14 years old, but something about the Lord always kind of caught her attention. And so she heard about a revival that was going on right down the street from her house in her neighborhood one night. She asked her parents, are y'all going to go to church with me? They obviously said no. So one Wednesday night, she walked out of the house and she walked down to the church. And she sat in the back of the church. And the preacher started to preach. And she sat there and she listened. The preacher was preaching from Acts 16 and along verse number 25. The preacher was preaching about midnight. Paul and Silas was praying and they were singing hymns to God. And they were in prison. They were locked up. And as the girl continued to listen, the preacher said, suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the whole foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all of the doors were open, and everybody's bonds were unfastened. All of the chains were broken. And when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword, and he was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. Now, this girl was sitting in the back of the church listening to all of this, but Paul cried out with a loud voice, do not harm yourself, for all of us are here. And the jailer called for the light, and he rushed in trembling, and he fell to the floor. He fell down before Paul and Silas, and then he brought them out and said, sir, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? And when the young girl heard those words, what must I do to be saved? And the preacher said, you have to give your heart to Christ. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. That night, she walked down the aisle, trembling, and she gave her life. She gave her life to Christ. She accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and her Savior. And that night when she left that church building and she was on her way back home, she felt as if something or somebody was following her. She felt some presence behind. Every time she looked back, she didn't see anything. And when she got home and she got into her bed, as she fell to sleep, she kept feeling like there was somebody in the room with her. She kept feeling this presence, but she would open her eyes and she would look around. She would turn the light on, and there would be nobody there. All night long, she felt the presence of somebody with her. And then she got up the next morning, and after breakfast, she walked to school. And all the way to school, she felt that somebody or something, some presence was following her. She got to school, got into class, and she was in school all day long, and she felt never alone all day long. She felt that somebody was with her all day long. After school, she felt the same presence on the way home, but she made her way back to the church. She made her way back to the church, and when she walked into the church, the preacher said to her, "I knew you were coming. I was waiting on you." And she said, "Ever since I gave my life to Christ last night, I just don't feel like I'm alone. I'm feeling like somebody's always with me. I'm feeling like somebody's following me, that somebody's all." And he says, listen, sit down, let me tell you something. When you gave your life to Christ last night, no, you were never alone. When you gave your life to Christ last night, he said, grace and mercy is following you. He says, angels are being dispatched to protect you. He said, no, that's not in your head. He said, you're not seeing or believing things that are not there. He said, but God has now set his angels, he's kept his angels around you to protect you, because what you have done is you've given your life to Jesus. And now that you've given your life to Jesus, you will never be alone. You will never be alone, because his protection will always be with you. Jesus is always closer, y'all, than we think. Have you ever looked at that mirror outside of your car on the right side? It says, objects are closer than their face. Objects are closer. But if you not do that, look at it tomorrow, it's going to say objects. And what it means is you can look in it and you can be backing up and you can see something, but you need to know that what you see is really closer than it appears to be. And that's what I want to say to us this night, that Jesus is always closer than we think.
Yes, yes.
The best detective knows how to trail you. But the best detective knows how to trail you, and you not know that they're trailing you. They always know how to stay out of sight. There's a song that says, "There is a friend who is closer than a brother. He will be with me each moment of the day." Never forget that Jesus is always closer than you think. In this book of John, the author cannot really be identified with certainty. Some say it's John, others say it might be another writer. But some say it may be John, the son of Zebedee, the one who was called the beloved disciple. John is a different book. It's written different from the Synoptic Gospel. It's written different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The characters are different. Some of the characters are different. Some of the events are different. Some of the symbolic language is different. The purpose of John is to encourage his readers that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God. It is the latest of the gospel. In chapter 20, y'all, chapter 20 has four different scenes. Two at the tomb, and two in the room where the disciples had gathered. After Mary discovered the tomb was uncovered, that's what sets the stage for the first scene. After Mary discovered that the tomb was uncovered, that sets the stage for the first scene. In the first scene, the characters were, of course, Mary and Jesus. In the second scene, the characters was two angels Jesus and Mary. In order to see Jesus, in order to see Jesus, let me read to you verse number 14. In order to see Jesus, verse number 14 says, having said this, she turned, and she saw Jesus standing. Y'all, in order to see Jesus, we got to turn. We got to turn from some of the things that we are doing. We got to turn from our wicked ways. I'm reminded where it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and what? Turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Israel's been warned to turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments. In Jeremiah, I have destroyed my people. I have destroyed my people. They did not turn from their ways. In Jeremiah again, all of them may turn from their evil ways so that I may forgive their iniquities and their sin. If we're going to see Jesus, y'all,
yes,
we got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to do a 360. We got to turn from the direction we are headed and turn in the opposite direction if we want to see Jesus. In Ezekiel, it says,
yes,
if the wicked do not turn from their wicked ways, y'all, if the wicked do not turn from their wicked ways, they shall die in their iniquity. Somebody got to do some turning tonight. Turn from all of their transgressions. In Ezekiel again, it says, turn from their sins and do what is lawful and right. In the book of Acts, it says, turn from these worthless things to the living God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. If you want to see Jesus, you have to turn. And Mary turned, the word said. It also said that she didn't recognize who Jesus was. Paul was sent to open the eyes of the people so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God's presence. Verse 14 also tells us we need to give credit where credit is due. Mary didn't recognize Jesus. Mary didn't recognize Jesus. How many times blessings has happened in our lives, but we didn't recognize that it was Jesus who was providing the blessing? Can I say that again?
Mm.
How many times in our lives out there in Radio Land have blessings occurred in our lives, but we didn't realize where the blessings came from? Some of us felt as if it was because of our own strength and our own education or our own hard work or whatever the case might have been. But let me tell you something. When blessings fall upon you, the source of the blessing is always God. The source of the blessing is always our Lord and our Savior. The source of the blessing is always the creator of everything. And those blessings might flow down through you, and the Lord may use your hands, your feet, your mouth to bless you. But the source of the blessing comes from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Mary didn't realize that it was Jesus. I tell you, Jesus always closer, y'all. Jesus always closer than we think. You know what? It's a blessing that you were able to open your eyes this morning, and that blessing came from the Lord. It's a blessing that you are able to move your arms, and that blessing came from the Lord. It's a blessing that you were able to put one feet in front of the other, and that blessing came from the Lord. It's a blessing that many of us are able to stand up, and you know what? That blessing came from the Lord, and we should never forget. All of our blessings, the source is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then in this text, Jesus calls, he began by saying woman, but then he calls Mary by her name. He says, Mary, have your name been called? Somebody said, I don't know my name been called, preacher. I know one thing. Jesus said, Mary, has your name been called? Somebody might be saying, I don't know, preacher, my name been called. Well, let me explain something to you. Here's how you know when your name has been called. When you know your name has been called, when you leave home and you don't even know where you're going, that's how you know your name has been called. Your name has been called when you save a nation of people regardless of your shortcomings. You know your name has been called when you're willing to build an ark on dry land. That's how you know your name has been called. When you're willing to build an ark on dry land, no rain in sight, people laughing, but you're still building an ark. You know your name has been called when you're willing to go up a Philistine, when you're willing to go up against a Philistine giant. And when all around you are afraid, you know your name has been called. When you say, send me, I'll go. You know your name has been called when we realize that we have been ordained and sanctified in our mother's womb. Or you know your name has been called when you come running and ask, what must I do to be saved?
You know your name has been called.
When you come down that tree, you know your name has been called when you come down from that tree and you said, I'll give back all I have taken from everybody. And not only will I give back that, but I'll go over and above what I've ever wronged anybody. You know your name has been called there. And when God called Jesus' name, he went all the way to the grave, y'all. When God called Jesus' name, he went all the way to the grave. Death, hell, and the grave. There's power in the name. Jehovah Elohim, the Lord is God. Jehovah Elon, the Lord God Most High. Jehovah El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my healer. Jehovah Nisi, the Lord is a conqueror. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is praise. Has the Lord called your name? You remember anything else I talked about? Please remember that Jesus Christ is closer than you think. When you think you're going through, you need to realize that you're not going through it alone. You know the story. You know the poem about the footprint, the footprint in the sand. It said, during the most difficult times of my life, I only saw one thing. And then it was said that that's where I carried you when you needed me the most. I want you to take with you this week. Take this with you this week and rely on this week. When difficult times come, hold on to the fact that Jesus is closer to you than you think. Hold on to the fact that he said in his word, he'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Hold on to the fact that he's standing right there with you. And you know what somebody told me? If Jesus don't get you out of something, he'll come in that something with you.
Amen.
Remember the Hebrew boys? He didn't get him out of the fire, but he came into the fire with them. And he may not get you out of your situation tomorrow. He may not get you out of that thing you're going through on Wednesday, that you will go through on Wednesday. He might not fix the problem on Friday, but let me tell you something. He'll get involved. He'll get in that situation with you. He'll get in that problem with you. He'll let you know that he's there, and he'll let you feel his presence. And sometimes we have to use what we have. We may not have a Bible. We may not have a Bible to open up and read, but we got Jesus in our heart. So sometimes we got to use what the Lord gives us to make the best of any situation. As I close, there's this story. Many of you may have heard it before. There's a story about this soldier. This soldier had a gambling problem. And he would go to the chaplain. And the chaplain would counsel him, and the chaplain would pray with him daily for this gambling problem. And progress was being made. And the chaplain felt that this soldier was over it. And the next day, this soldier found himself in the heat of battle. The soldier found himself in a foxhole with heavy armor, bullets flying all around him.
Mm-hmm.
And when this soldier got back to base, The chaplain called the soldier into a prayer service, and he sat down in the and the chaplain asked him to take out the things that he had with him in that foxhole as the gunfire was flying over his head. And the chaplain was expecting the soldier to maybe pull out a Bible. That Bible gave him strength. That Bible. Now, remember, this soldier had a gambling problem. The chaplain was expecting a Bible to be pulled out, but the soldier took out a deck of cards. And all the chaplain was so hurt. He was so sad because he thought so much progress was being made with this soldier. And when he saw the deck of cards, he called in the senior officer. And he says, we got to talk to this young man. We may even have to reprimand this young man. And when they called the soldier in and they asked, what in the world are you doing with this deck of cards? And the soldier said, listen to me. That's all I had. And he said, when the bullets were flying over my head, I pulled out this deck of cards. And when I looked at the ace, I realized that there were only one God. He said, when I looked at the Duke, I realized that it was good and evil and right and wrong. He said, when I pulled out the trade, when I pulled out the three, I realized that it was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He says, when I looked at the four, I realized that it was four gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He says, when I looked at the number five on the card, I realized that Jesus' body had five wounds in it, had two in his hands, two in his feet, and one in his thigh. He says, when I looked at the number six, I realized that God made everything in 6 days. And I realized that on the seventh day, when I looked at the card number seven, I realized that on the seventh day, this is all I had. He says, I didn't have a Bible. On the seventh day, he rested. And when I looked at the number eight, he said that there are 8 days after the Passover, and Jesus surrendered. Eight people survived the flood, Moses, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. And he looked at the number nine. He said, Jesus hung from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. And he looked at the number 10. He said that there are 10 commandments. And he looked at the jack. He said, Jesus was closer to me than I could ever realize. When he looked at the queen, he said that Mary is the queen of queens, the mother of Jesus. When he looked at the king, he says, my Lord and my Savior, he's the king of kings and he's the Lord of lords. Then he looked at the deck. He said, there are 12 cards in each suit. He said, there are 12 tribes of Israel. He said, there are four faith cards in each suit. He said, there are four elements of the universe, north, east. He said, there are four elements of the universe, north, south, east, and west. He said, there's backwards, forward, up, and down. And, y'all, he turned the card over, and there were 365 dots on the back of the card. And he said, there are 365 days in a year. He said, y'all, all I had was a deck of cards. I didn't have a Bible, but all I had was a deck of cards. And the Lord allowed this deck of cards to minister to me right in the heat of battle. I tell y'all, Jesus is closer. Jesus is closer. Jesus is closer. Jesus is closer than you think. Use what you got to get through what you need to get through. Call on his holy and righteous name. Call on his holy and righteous name. Call on his holy and righteous name. Know that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He took a deck of cards. He took a deck of cards, and the Lord ministered to him through this deck of cards because that all that he had. Knowing this week, that Jesus is closer than you even think. Lord, I thank you for just briefly showing us tonight that you're right there.
Man.
You're closer. You're closer than we think. And you're always willing to help us, oh God. I thank you for grace and mercy who comes into our lives once we give our lives to you. I thank you for how grace and mercy follow us all day long and how grace and mercy keeps us. I thank you, oh God. I thank you for allowing us never to be alone once we accept you as our Lord and our Savior. And you're never at a distance, but you're always closer than you think. Thank you for keeping us, and thank you for blessing us. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I remember sharing this message many years ago, and when I got done, I was in a place. A young man walked up to me and said, I didn't know whether to say amen or deal me in. I actually had the deck of cards in my head. I had I had the deck of cards in my head, and he said, sir, he's a pastor. I didn't know whether to say amen or be me, and he tried to be funny. He blessed me with that comment. Thank you, thank you for your listening ear, and please know that the Jesus we serve is always closer than we think. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise today. Yes. Jesus is always closer than you think. And he's just a prayer away also. Just pray. And he's just a whisper.
Amen.
He'll
just
be
a
right
prayer
there.
Away.
Just
God
a prayer away. Don't take much for him to get his attention. And before you know it, he's right there. It's like, you know, as
right.
I had played the first song by Dottie Peoples, he's an on-time God. You just have to pray. You know, he doesn't require much. Just Jesus' help. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. Three in one. Dial 1-1-1. Not 911, but 1-1-1. And guess who's there?
That's right.
God is
always.
Right there. He is right there. Right there, you know. For those of you who, you know, are looking for Christ as your personal Savior, we're going to have invitation to Christian discipleship. We do have some ministers
Amen.
On the line. We have Pastor Bennett from the, HWIM, Harvest Worship Ministry International. And we have Reverend Lil. And we also have Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Rodney McCullough's wife, on the line. So we have them, and we also had other people on the line as well. And they stayed, you know, long enough to listen, and then they left. So if you all want to call in prior to while I'm playing the song, so you can either get prayed for or you can receive Christ Jesus as your Savior, you can do that at 845-241-9985, or you can post in the chat room, you know, I want to receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, and we can have the ministers minister to you. So I'm going to play Call Them Up, and I'll let that play and see if anybody wants to give their life to Christ. Amen. Love this song. Yes. Call them up. That's all you got to do. They'll be right there.
Call him up.
come up. So now for invitation to Christian discipleship, you want to do that, Reverend, in your hands. And then we'll have the welcome to the family if anybody wants, if anybody does decide to join. And then we'll have announcements.
Amen. Amen. What was that again, Miss Idea?
You can have invitation to Christian discipleship, you know, and then welcome to the family. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will. I will. I will. Mm-hmm. I will. As the word have been taught and preached, bear any under the sound of my voice.
Yes.
Who have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. This is the first invitation. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ, if you have never said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I need you. Come into my help. Come into my life and save me and be Lord of my life. If you've never prayed that prayer, but you want to pray it, we want to pray it with you. Let it be known. Put it in the chat, call, however you want to make it known, let it be known. But in the meantime, we're going to pray. I'm going to pray for those who might not know Jesus as their Savior. Lord, I pray that you do the drawing. I pray, God, that you would draw somebody even right now to accept you as their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we know that tomorrow is not promised. We know that our next breath is not promised. So I pray that none of us will all of us will find the need to see this as urgent, that we will accept you as our Lord and our Savior. If you've never done it, I pray you do it now. And then I want to extend an invitation for someone who, those of us who may already know you as a Savior, but we just want to pray that, Lord, you will strengthen us and give us more staying power. Allow us to always remember that you are closer than we think. Allow us to always remember that you have never left us, as your word said. So I want to pray for those who know Jesus as a Savior but just want a little more strength, a little more holding on power. Lord, I lift your name up in a most high way, and I call on you right now, oh God. I call on you to draw all of us in a way, God, that we've never been drawn before. I call on you, oh God, to touch us maybe in a way we've never been touched before. I call on you, oh God, as I pray for those of us who know you as a Savior. We have accepted you as our Lord and our Savior, but we still need more of you. We need to feel more of you sometime, oh God. And so I pray that you would allow us to feel your presence even in a more real way right now, oh God. I pray that you will touch us and allow us to even be strengthened by your touch, oh God. Help us to stand when it seems like everybody around us is falling. Help us to do right when it seems like everybody else is doing wrong. Help us, oh God, to walk that straight and that narrow path.
Yes,
thank you for saving us.
Yes.
Thank you, oh God, for filling us with your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, oh God. And now I pray a prayer, because there may be somebody who stands in need of a healing. There may be somebody who's sick. There may be somebody who's struggling. There may be somebody who's going through. I lift up those people to you, those persons to you right now, oh God. And I ask that you have your way. All of us can stand in need of a healing, oh God, of something. So I pray that you touch all of us, that we might be better after your touch than we were before, oh God. So I thank you, because I believe it's already done. I believe people's lives have been changed even tonight. I believe people's lives have been changed even tonight, and some of us may not even realize it. And God, I pray that you allow us to catch up with the healing that you've already taken place in our body, to catch up with the deliverance that's already been taking place in our body, to catch up, oh God, with all of the things that you've done for us. Thank you again for your goodness. Thank you for those who have accepted you for the first time. Thank you, oh God, for those of us who know you and just asking for a little more strength. Thank you, oh God, for the healing power that you've sent our way. In the precious mighty name of Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Thank you for extending this invitation to us. I thank you for allowing us to share one more time with this radio audience. And I pray that as we continue to minister, that God will have God's way in all of our lives, and that God will draw all of us closer. He said, I wish that none will perish. And I know that God's will is that all of us come to know him as a Savior. I lift up this video broadcast, and I pray for Ms. Inez and all the ones who are connecting and partnering with us, and all the ones who are doing the work. I lift up Do It All in the Mall, and I pray you provide everything that it might be standing in need of. Continue to cover it and keep it and bless it. as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Precious name. Amen, amen, amen. Now for church announcements, this past Friday, October the 7th, was our dear sister Sharon Salisbury's 63rd birthday. May she rest in heaven. And there's going to be a memorial service for her in Yakima, Washington, which is planned for December. And I would like to have a live show. And if anybody's interested in being on that program, please let me know. And you can email me, call me, text me, what have you, at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Now, hopefully around the 21st, that's the time that she passed. And so hopefully around December the 21st, we'll have a memorial service for her. So if anybody would like to join into that service, just let me know at the earliest convenience, and I can put you on service. On this Tuesday, October 11th, is Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. We're going to have roundtable, relationship roundtable part two. And all these services and everything is at like 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on October the 12th, we have a Bible study Wednesday with Dr. Lula Marshall from True Worshipers in Little Rock, Arkansas. And on the 13th, we will have Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. That's Thursday until Sergeant Parks comes back. And once he comes back, he'll fill his spot with Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks. And I'll be glad when he returns. And then October the 16th, we'll have the third Sunday service with Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And as I said, True Worshipers out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And again, that's at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then October the 19th. Is let's see. I guess there's Tuesday in there as well. The 17th is Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It, and then the 19th is Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It. We've had some pretty interesting topics come through. I had one talking about STDs, which is sexually transmitted demons, and that was quite a conversation. And Reverend Lil had joined us on that conversation. I just appreciate her joining in, and thank you for doing so, because we had a conversation. It was quite a conversation. So anytime I have something going on during the week, anyone is more than welcome to join us at that time of 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album, in which you can purchase on any of the music media, and he's coming out with a new album around Christmas time, and so please stay tuned to that. And since we don't take up offering, but to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, please donate to Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR, or to Venmo at the @MZ-INEZ. Or to Zelle if you know my telephone number, or you can always email me. Let me say, hey, I'll send you a check. And we are also open to sponsorship. So if any of you want to become a sponsor of Let's Do It Radio, please let me know. And you can email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And maybe you might have a topic you want to discuss. You can also email me that topic at the same email address. And don't forget to share. Anytime I send anything out to you, please share on your social media. And so we can get the word out worldwide, so more people can join in. They join in through laptop. They Skype in. They join the chat room. They call in directly at 845-241-9985. And we have, I call them live listeners that can join in and speak to us as well. And I just want to again thank all of our worldwide listeners for joining in to today's Second Sunday service. Jesus is closer than you think. He is. He's right on your shoulder if you let him be on your shoulder. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening online or for calling in and, of course, for sharing. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Get it off your chest and join us on Tuesday so we can talk about it. We want to talk about it. Talk about what's ever bothering you, because sometimes that may be the only platform that you have to talk to someone and to get it off your chest and discuss it and say what's going on and what's going on with you. Or you could even stay anonymous. I don't have to say, hey, call a number, blah, 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 so you don't even have to know who you are. But more than welcome to join me on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And so I just want to appreciate each and every one of you for joining. I'm going to open up the line, and if anybody wants to say anything to Reverend McCullough, you are more than welcome. The lines are been unmuted, so if you want to say anything, with the last four of 6999, and that's Pastor Bennett, if you want to say anything.
I definitely would, to Reverend McCullough. This is the first time, actually, I've had an opportunity to be blessed by you, man of God. And that was truly a blessing. And it does put a lot on your mind that Jesus is closer mm-hmm. than you, he is. That puts a lot on the minds of the listeners. And that was a dynamic message. I do pray that many heard and many received that word, and that that word itself will continue to go worldwide and just become an infernal fire by the power of the Holy Ghost will get hold of it and turn from their ways and turn around and see Jesus standing there with open arms waiting to meet them. So I thank and praise for that message that you spoke on tonight. Amen. It is going to reach. It is going to reach. It is going to reach. Amen. Anything about Jesus, and so I just thank and praise God for the harvest is coming behind it right now. World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Acknowledging Suzanne and all the other listeners that are on the line, we thank and praise God for you all as well. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Then we have Reverend Lil. She's joined us as well. If you want to say anything, Reverend Lil, 7126.
I just want to say I enjoyed the message very well.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Reverend Rodney.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 And, of course, his lovely wife. Yes. Reverend Carolyn, do you have anything to say?
Yes, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the word.
Keep on
And the word will reach God's people.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I did receive a text from one reverend who was listening but had to leave. He says, great service. So he enjoyed it as well. So we're getting out there. We're reaching. People may not stay on the line, but they do either text me and let me know, you know, that they have been blessed and what have you. So I just appreciate you for coming in on the second Sunday. And Pastor Bennett, she has first Sunday's Communion Sunday. So if you ever want to join in on the first Sunday and listen to her, please do. And so if there's nothing else from anybody, I have been your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs. I would like for you to pray us out, Reverend McCullough. So please bow your heads as we close out in prayer. Unless you have an appointee that you'd like to pray us out.
I pray. Okay. I'll give the benediction. Now to him who's to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless before the presence of God with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Always remember, Jesus is closer than you think. And be blessed until we meet again. Good night and thank you.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, we're going to testify together. Is that all right? Y'all quiet. Is that all right?
Yeah. Have a blessed day. Amen. And blessed week until we meet again.